Hey, and welcome to Impact to Income. Thanks for joining me on the show. My name is Tyler Watson, and today I'm going to share with you a kind of tagging off of some of the things that I've shared in my one of my last podcasts. But this is taking it to the next level because I wanted to do a deep dive on the challenge of living in the present and what that actually means. So why is it such a challenge of living in the present? Well, first off, what is living in the present mean? It sounds so out there. Like, don't we always live in the present? Aren't you present? Like, if you weren't living in the present, you'd be dead, right? Well, not exactly, but kind of. You're like a walking zombie, and most of us are, because we're always living in the future or in the past. So let me just define what living in the present is. Living in the present has a direct relationship with your overall happiness. If you live in the present, it means that your thoughts, as you're watching your thoughts, are not dwelling about past things, things you wish you should have did, could have done, what ifs, if onlys, but that they're not focused on future things of I can't wait for, or if only this is going to happen, and all the future type things, or what, when this happens, or in all future verbiage. It's in the now, in the present. Meaning if I wake up and my goal is to plan my day, it doesn't mean that I don't plan my day. It means, okay, if planning my day is the goal, then I'm going to be 100% focused on planning my day. And yes, I'll be thinking about the future. If I'm processing things from the past, it means I'm 100% focused on processing things from the past. When I'm eating my food, I'm not thinking about either one of those things. I am 100% focused on eating my food, on breathing, on chewing. If I'm with a spouse or a friend, I'm there with them. I'm not thinking about what's going to be next, what's going to happen next, or what I wish I should have said or done. That's living in the future or in the past. So easier said than done, right? So why is it so stinking hard sometimes to live in the present? I see so many people, especially when I'm teaching my seminars and on my calls, people are living in the past. Many of them are living in the past. I'll teach them philosophies and I see their lights go off. You ever see the glazed look in people's eyes? That happens. The glaze comes when past pops up, which causes negative emotions and triggers, especially if you're talking about money or change or what they could do. Then all of a sudden, people get triggered. They go back to their past weaknesses, past experiences, and it's literally like they tune out of being present. And then if they are visioning, and it seems like I want to create this, I want to create this. Sometimes they'll tune into that future. But then if their doubts come up, what's that? That's living in the past. So why is it so tough to just live in the present and experience every moment for the joy that it is? Well, there's a lot of reasons why, but here's my thinking on it. I believe that we are here put on this planet to change, to grow, to become. And our past and our future are constantly testing us to see if we will hold to what we want in life, meaning experience the joys of the day in the moment, in the now. And so if you do set a goal and say, I want to become this person, I want to master these things, I want to have this relationship, I want to make this much money, life is going to test you. It's going to test you to see if you can be present in the moment. And the enrollment effect has everything to do with being present. If I am talking to a client and I know my outcome that I want, which is I want to get to know them, I want them to see, I want to help serve them in any way I can, and then get them plugged into anything that they could do to get them success. I know my outcome. But if I'm focused on the outcome, that's living in the future. If everything I'm doing, I'm always worried about, okay, I got to get this seller, I got to get this person to the Z meaning X, Y, Z, got to get them to the Z, then I'm going to miss out on the X and the Y, which the X might be right now, which is I want to get to know them. I want to really understand them. And then when they communicate, I naturally want to ask another question because I'm living in the moment to say, so tell me about your vision. Tell me about your goals. Tell me about your obstacles. And as I'm listening in the moment, something they say may spur a thought or a word or a question or a story that I need to share, which causes great dialogue and great connection. And as I allow my intuition to come, people receive intuition when they live in the present. Intuition comes by living in the present. If you're not receiving answers to inspiration, it's because most of us are living in the past or afraid of the future, and we're always worried about the future. So inspiration gets severed. But if you live in the present, in the moment, to enjoy the fullness of a conversation through an enrollment conversation, to enjoy your food, to enjoy breath itself, to enjoy going out and looking at the mountains or the rivers or the trees, to enjoy life as it is, then you will receive the inspiration needed to get you where you want to go. But you have to be present. Have to live in the present. Hopefully this makes sense. Because for me, this is how I check myself. Today, I checked myself even this morning. I woke up and I wanted to just be with my wife. I'd been gone for a while. And I just wanted to really help her relax. So I was giving her a massage. And as I was doing so, I counted six times that I jumped from the present to the future. Six times. It was ridiculous. And I always had to catch myself and say, am I receiving in the moment of the present? Am I in the present? Get in the present. And what does that mean? It means, well, as I'm massaging her, all I can think about, all I can sense is her tissues, the muscles that she's tensing and focusing on my breath and focusing on relaxing. And I'm just experiencing the joy of what I'm doing. And it's a beautiful process. Then as I'm done, then I can go do the things that were trying to come take me out of my presence, out of the present moment. So catch yourself. That's the first step. Catching yourself and really actually measuring and counting it up. Say, how many times am I getting out of the present? And what it is, it's very easy to do, because if you catch yourself daydreaming or focusing on what you need to get done instead of focusing on the now, the moment of now, then you're tuning out. If you're trying to go do a conversation and you get overwhelmed or negative emotions come up, you're focusing on it subconsciously on something from the past. So you're living in the past. Because if you were only living in the present, you wouldn't let your past dictate what you think is going to happen. People who have been rejected over and over or done calls or had the things, negative things happen to them, why do they stop going through the enrollment process? Because they stop living in the present when it really comes down to it. They're allowing their previous experiences, their past, dictate what they think is going to happen in the present, which takes them out of the present. It's crazy. So I'm going to invite you today to get present. I know it can be challenging, but by being aware of this, you can do something about it. I'm going to challenge you to take note of how many times you get unpresent. You get out of the present moment. Write it down, jot it down, take note, catch it, because you will be surprised how many times throughout the day, while you're eating, while you're talking, while you're doing something, that you get out of it and then start focusing on future or past. It's fascinating. Do this, and I promise you, you will get more present. Okay? If you need further assistance with this, reach out to us. You can email us. or go to thefreedomcatalyst.com and go through some of the materials or send us an email to let us know how we can serve you. Thanks for joining me today, and we will see you on the next show.